This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the priorities for the leadership teams for the Missouri Senate going into next year.
Labor reform, tort reform, and regulatory reform.
So I'm looking forward to working with all of you through the session and into the interim next year.
For the majority caucus, most of those who held leadership positions this year will retain those spots for the next 2 years. Returning Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin says if changes are made to health insurance requirements federally, then Missouri will also have to make adjustments.
No, I'm not talking about expanding the eligibility, no. I'm talking about providing health care to those that don't have it. The ones on Medicare or Medicaid have it now. But there is a gap of working people that are not on Medicaid, that can't afford, don't have the tax credits. It could be something else on health care, on insurance for getting people above the Medicaid population. I mean, they have the ability to get services now.
Incoming Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors will enter into 2017 with 9 members of a 34-person chamber.
So I think a lot of things are said and done on the campaign trail that to me are purely rhetoric. I will tell you that over the course of this election cycle, I have seen ads for and against both sides of the aisle. A lot of them I took very personal because I serve with these folks and I know most of these people they were aimed at on both sides of the aisle personally, and I consider a lot of them my friends. So I knew that it was rhetoric.
Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City, who's returning for another term in that position, adds the legislature has managed to meet certain goals for the past 8 years, only to be taken down by the executive branch.
Ron and I and the Speaker and the Governor agree on economic development, trying to push forward economic development issues. In addition to, we think, the pieces that Ron mentioned, whether it's labor reform, tort reform, and regulatory reform, those help economic development. But then we would hope that the President Trump administration could help us with EPA, for instance, in the Clean Air Rule or the Waters of the U.S. Rule.
Senator Walsh says they won't know what they will face until the legislation is introduced and in play.
Well, you know, if we in this body don't spend a lot of time attacking each other, and I think the Senate's pretty good about that, we agree on more issues than issues that divide us, and that's what's important. They're not necessarily partisan issues all the time. They're more geographical issues. To me, that's what we have to focus on. I'm not willing to throw a shot over the bow just to throw the shot.
Pre-filed legislation will receive bill numbers for the next legislative session on December 1st. The first regular session of the 99th General Assembly will start on Wednesday, January 4th, 2017. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.